The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
And John Collins grabs the rebound, but throws it back into Derrick Jones, looking long for Wade. Oh, back to Jones! What a play! Derrick Jones Jr. on a creative assist from Dwayne Wade.
Oh, that was so nasty. Wade knew he was coming, timed it up perfectly, and set up the defense to commit to him to leave Jones open.
Oh, man.
That's it.
Should have just
shut
it off.
That's all she wrote for highlights.
Sometimes you get greedy. You watch a game and you're like, all right, maybe I'll just keep going and rolling like this. Like, nope, should have cut our losses.
That was the highlight.
That was the highlight. That was it.
I had three games going on at the same time, or three events. I was watching the football game. I was watching the Heat game. I was watching golf because for the first couple of weeks in January, golf is in Hawaii, so it starts at 6 in the evening.
Gotcha.
Kate's basketball didn't make your three-man rotation?
No.
No, surprisingly, no.
Women's team's playing well.
Too many important stuff going on to watch the Canes. No offense, guys. They got playoffs going on. The Heat are going on. Heat are playing well. They won 4 straight road games. But for some reason, Hawks. Hawks are new Magic. They're this year's Magic.
But you could say that play created something.
I got to be honest with you, man. Like, if this is supposed to tie into the code word, it's stretching more than Derrick Jones Jr.
Well, I feel like Leroy would know the song. It's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I don't even know this song.
Yeah, I don't know the song either, bro.
It's a new song.
What are you?
It's 1980.
Really?
What?
Look, the word sparkle.
That's the name of the song.
Why not play Mariah Carey?
You guys wanted me to play Mariah Carey?
Mariah Carey has a song called Sparkle?
She had a song from the movie Sparkle.
I think it was Glitter.
That would have been equally as...
Glitter, not Sparkle.
That would have been equally as reachy.
Equally as reachy.
Anyway, the word is
Sparkle. Minus one.
The word is Sparkle. Text Sparkle to 72881. It's the $1,000 give and go, brought to you by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. You can call them at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3-3, and if you don't win this time, your next chance will be at the top of next hour. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. We got a whole heap of a lot to get to today.
I thought that play created a sparkle, that play to Derrick Jones Jr.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what I was kind of going for.
You're making it worse.
Hey, man, look, I've heard of...
Minus one. Yeah,
I've heard of a spark, like trying to spark the team. Sparkle?
If anybody in our announcing crew said, ooh, that created a sparkle.
Yeah, minus one.
Yeah, man. Like, you do look extra limber today because of how much you're stretching, but well done by you. Anyway, let's get the headlines.
Why is he stretching? What?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Well, our crew is booming out of the box today. It's crazy.
Light dawns on Marblehead. You guys wouldn't get that. It's a Massachusetts joke.
Okay. Minus one.
Racking them up, man, early on.
We have the Natty tonight. The Natty kids.
Racking up the misses like Cody Parkey.
We got the Natty. Yeah. We're rocking the Natty right here on the ticket.
Minus one.
No, I hate raccoons. Don't ever show me raccoons.
No, but you just had to see Jimbo there trying to wrestle a raccoon to get him in that cage.
Did you see the video that's going viral of a dude going after a raccoon with a broom? And
no.
He scares the raccoon away, and then the raccoon comes back and, like, just jumps in his face.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't mess with raccoons.
No way.
And they carry a ton of disease.
Yeah, yes. And let's not forget, this show lives by the creed F possums.
Yeah.
But F raccoons might be next up in line.
I hate raccoons. I used to always get my garbage cans when I lived in Miramar. Oh, the worst.
Raccoons need to mind their own business, quite frankly. Like,
scavengers. That's what they do.
They just think they can waltz in.
They're no different than those turkey buzzards.
It's the worst, though. You want to know why? Because at least those things are just eating dead animals that are on the road already.
Yeah, raccoons just are get up in your business.
I would look, if you were a raccoon and you were polite and you came up to my back door and you say, hey, give me some scraps. Okay, raccoon, here's some scraps for you. Happy to feed you. You could be my pet outdoor raccoon, but the problem is, you raccoon bastards, you make a mess in the backyard by spraying the garbage all over the place, tearing into the garbage pails. Oh, it's very annoying.
Was it the raccoons that destroyed the chicken coop, or was it the possums?
That was possums.
That was possums.
Yeah, well, they're a sworn enemy of this show.
Yes.
You took out our guy Tony's chickens and all his eggs, you're dead to us.
Yep.
So any possum is it need be exterminated on site. Yep.
Headlines are brought to you by Air Italy. Round trip flights from Miami to Milan. Check out Air Italy. We should get one of those.
Can
flights.
We do hashtag third hour in Italy?
Oh, great. Well, we were given a recommendation that we not do the show in studio today.
Dude, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Like, we're taking our life into our own hands today with the Amber disease that was spread around here. She came in here today looking like, I don't know. I don't know what made her think she needed to muster up the strength to come into work today, but nothing healthy was coming out of that mouth. It was a complete cesspool. And we use this, I mean, this is a communal environment where we're all using a tool to talk, the same tool to bring you guys radio shows. It's not ideal that somebody infected does a show.
I mean, I feel bad because she's been in bed for 10 days.
I feel bad, too.
And she's 6 months pregnant, and she can't take any medicines, and nothing good is happening
about my
right
health?
Now. I agree, which is why I was about to say, I feel bad for her, but stay the hell home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love you dearly.
Yeah.
Miss you a lot.
You showed guts.
Stay home.
You showed guts, but sometimes we don't need you to show the guts. Sometimes you don't need to be heat culture, Amber.
Actually, the gutsy thing to do is take a sick day.
Yep.
Stay home.
That's what you would do.
Oh, in a heartbeat. You kidding me?
Yeah. I got a fresh batch of sick days. 2019, baby.
I got like 30.
Roll on.
They just keep building up.
Sick days build up?
Yep.
But not vacation days?
Nope. Got to use them or lose them for vacation days. Sick days,
loophole.
You can get up to like 60 of them or something. Which I'm sure Amber's going to want to use for when she pops out a kid.
No, that's different. That's
no,
maternity leave.
Yeah, you have to start getting a little fishy with how you use your days. There's all sorts of...
legal.
I would just say that some companies are better than others when it comes to that situation.
Ooh, warthog.
What?
That's a warthog. Warthog.
I've never seen a warthog other
what?
Than in The Lion King.
Dude, warthogs are no joke. Warthogs will cut you up. They got those tusks.
What was the warthog in The Lion King?
Pumbaa.
Pumbaa and Timon? That was the
other? Yeah, nobody liked Pumbaa because he farted.
Was that, which one was Nathan Lane?
That was Timon.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Meerkats suck.
That was a meerkat? That's what that was?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know my animals very well.
They do work on those scorpions.
Anyways, we got the Natty tonight. 8 o'clock kickoff. We'll have the pregame coverage starting at 7 right here on the ticket. Clemson, Alabama.
It always feels like homework to me. One, I don't want either of these teams to win. I'm sick of them both. And it's not going to be better than last year's comeback, so
I'm going to watch it
you
with a
That's
bunch of people.
That's why you watch games.
This is round four. It's like Rocky Four.
I'll be at Twin Peaks, Davey. I'm not getting paid to be there. I'm just going to spend my money there if anyone wants to show up and give me a high five.
Really?
You want to come out?
For some reason, I feel like I have a Twin Peaks gift card.
A bunch of your
like
old golf buddies. Ah, I used to golf with Leroy back in the 90s.
Sounds like a hoot.
Yep.
Hey. Golfing with me is both enjoyable and fun.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure if you're terrible, make life miserable.
They do all
oh,
speak of your ability
to
keep talking on the golf course.
I know you're not terrible. I'm sure if I'm terrible, you make my life miserable.
Hey, I can talk while I'm swinging the golf course.
Correct.
And it does not
and
change.
And as Tobin said, guaranteed you will miss no opportunity to let somebody know when they hook it like 400 yards
off
the course.
I got names for all of them. Yep. My buddy yesterday hit a ball, snap hooked it, and went out of bounds.
Jesus.
Too soon.
It was
died
70s.
In the 70s.
Ooh, that was a very tragic death, though.
Yeah, but
no,
so what?
He died in Ohio.
Oh, all right.
A plane crash.
What do you get? The pass because you played in Cleveland?
It was in the 70s, though.
Yeah,
no. So then it can't be too soon.
He's the captain.
Can't be too soon.
I disagree. Some things are some things.
Like if you want to make a Mean Gene Okerlund joke, too soon.
No. It would be different. Like you would when you talk about Mean Gene Okerlund, you would be saying something that he would say. You see what I mean?
There's I was really- I was laughing about Bob Einstein's death like the day it happened because I knew that he was cursed by the Levitard show. It was funny.
I love the fact that they played the sound of Bob Einstein yelling at Levitard, "Don't show up at my funeral."
Yeah,
that's great. Hey, other news out there. Looks like this Vic Fangio guy, he's not getting interviewed by the Dolphins because they're just, they're set. They're good.
Dude, you can't
go Bears twice in a row.
They're going to interview Darren Rizzi, and that's it. And then we got Adam Gase part two.
You're going to get Adam Gase part two. I think
whatever it is, defensive Adam Gase. No,
you're going to get the enemy because of all the successful trees.
Andy Reid.
Besides Walsh, Andy Reid is spitting out fire.
Yep.
What? But, okay.
And that's how it works, man. Your organization is successful. People start picking people from it.
And I don't disagree with that, like, that line of thinking. It's just, at some point, can we just stop picking a guy because they're with a guy and they're around a guy?
He's a great gardener. His tree blossoms great coaching fruit.
Wait. Do you remember when Joe Philbin came here? What was everybody saying?
Oh, he coached
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, except he didn't.
Okay. But guess what? That got him in.
I made an official list of the worst Dolphins coaches since Shula.
Your list is better than Zazo's.
I think so, too.
I mean,
too.
If you still don't have a coach, aren't they all bad?
I mean, he's killing you on the poll, but your list is better. Wait. We got to get into this. Wait, before we get to that, though, can I just tell you there's no news on the Canes offensive coordinator front because Manny Diaz has shut down leaks. Like I've shut down buffets.
Well, guess what? When does football start?
Well, they start recruiting Thursday. They need to have a staff in place. Start recruiting.
All right, I guess.
Yeah, like Zaslow puts on his list of all-time worst Dolphins coaches since Shula.
We're going from worst to, like, worst.
He's got no imagination.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, worst is number one,
Is number one. Like, worst, he puts Cam Cameron. Like, oh, hey.
Well, that's a one win.
What a brain buster. Oh, you went with the guy with one win? He didn't get a chance. Parcells didn't give him a chance. Didn't really get a chance to turn things around.
He did fail forward fast.
I'm not trying to say Cam Cameron was a good coach. Like, he was second worst on my list. But, I mean, use a little imagination, for God's sakes.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
And I'm going to just throw this out there.
Sure.
I know your feelings about Adam Gase.
Yeah, he's number one on my list.
I understand that.
Worst.
But of all those guys,
yeah,
three of them went to the playoffs. Four of them.
Yeah.
Don't you have to go?
Nah, I'm not a results guy. I want to know specifically.
Wait, you all? What?
No, I specifically. Wait a minute. I specifically want to know who is the best coach.
Look me in the eyes and tell me.
I got to turn my
You have never said I'm a results loud. Guy.
I've never said that. I said sports is about results. So if I rip you, don't be upset.
I'm not looking at you. You're lying dog. You're a lying dog.
But that's players. That's different. That's not coaching. Coaching is about the process.
Why are you turning red?
Because he's laughing from lying somebody. Your nose is about to hit the screen.
Like, this is one of the only times when you can't even keep up your bleep. Speechless right now because of the bleep he's spewing.
Maybe that's a problem with your fandom. Is that you think the worst coach on the list is a coach who went to the playoffs one out of three years.
I have one question though about your list.
Yeah.
Why do you have Sparato under Jimmy?
Because rest in peace.
Because he died?
Angel.
So he gets props because he died?
He also gets props because nobody has embarrassed the best coach to ever walk the earth, Bill Belichick, worse than Tony Sparano.
Okay, he did have the Wildcat, but he also fist bumped for field goals.
So what? They all have. Wanstat? Wanstat put lobster traps around the facility.
Listen, you're fine with Wanstat on me.
Philbin? I feel like Philbin got a raw deal.
I do think Sperano should.
What?
Philbin got a raw deal. He had everybody
got a raw deal.
People were sabotaging Philbin left and right.
He was busy eating his tuna sandwiches.
Agreed. But that's only because he was too focused on going to get a gourmet meal.
Got to get fired just for that.
Yeah, tuna sucks.
Oh no, tuna's great. Like a tuna sub.
You know what's even worse than a tuna
sub? Don't ever put cheese on tuna though. Hot tuna and cheese on tuna. You can go blow it out your bleep.
That's what a tuna melt is.
Correct, but my wife will go get a tuna sub and have them put cheese on it. No, nay, nay.
But what's more important as a coach? Is it, oh, you get credit for all the wins? I mean, you know, Switzer won a Super Bowl.
Correct.
That guy sucked.
It was Jimmy's players.
Larry Coker, he won a national championship. Butch's guys.
Correct.
Adam Gase, okay, great. You got to the playoffs. Bully for you. However, you were a quote-unquote offensive guru. Worst statistical offense in Dolphins history. Is that a good coach? I ask.
Texas Tribes is Sis Marino and Shula. The Dolphins are eating up QBs and coaches like Skittles.
It is true.
All right, welcome back. It's Toby Leroy and Beast. We will roll hashtag third hour now and hear from out until we're fired because of our behavior.
Well, Robbie's already worried that we had a Thurman Munson joke.
By the way, you know who sings the song?
Daddy Yankee.
Yes, we know that. Thanks. I was trying to avoid that because now we have to talk about Thurman Munson again. And now Deadspin's definitely going to call and we're all going to get fired.
If you understood golf, you'd know why.
No. We
all get it. Hilarious. We get it.
Hilarious.
Can't be Daddy Yankee.
No, man.
Jeez. You don't get the show.
Minus one, man.
Minus one, please.
We're talking about your own
minus
reference.
One.
I know, but I'm saying it can't.
You called it Dead Yankee when somebody hits a bad shot because of Thurman
Deadpool.
Munson
Deadpool.
Yes, dying in a plane crash.
And then
dead left.
Right, so he played Daddy Yankee.
No, can't be Daddy Yankee.
He's just tying it in, man. Like,
okay.
It's just Yankee, Yankee.
It was just there. By the way, for the record, the original joke was, I panicked, and I may have hit a rump one.
You hit a what?
You dumped the joke?
I may
joke?
Have dumped the original
you
one out of panic.
Dumped the Thurman Munson joke?
I may have, out of panic.
Oh, for some, Jesus.
You offended Robbie.
I wasn't offended, but I'm just worried about Deadspin out there listening.
What is your infatuation with Deadspin?
Deadspin is not even a thing anymore.
It's really not a thing
it's not,
anymore.
It's not, they're not cool anymore?
Nah.
No,
we'll get on Awful Announcing or something like that.
The big lead.
That website barely works.
I mean, if you really want to ruin your career, you got to get to TMZ.
Yeah.
Well, that
but that's a video. That's
you
video.
In the airport.
No, they do
and
audio.
You say something stupid.
No, TMZ has audio clips, too.
In these days, we'll be fine, but like, if we ever want to like, you know, host an award show
correct.
10 years from now, they're going to be like, oh.
I mean,
they were all
what's
laughing.
The worst that could happen? We could have like a day of like sensitivity training.
Yeah.
Like, we could be WEI.
In it.
Hey, what?
No. First of all, you said in the break, oh, it could be any Yankee.
Right.
And no, it couldn't.
Yes,
you would,
it could.
Really? Okay, so, oh, that's a Yogi Berra. Oh, why? Dead Yankee.
Yeah.
Oh, because he died of old age?
No.
Babe Ruth.
Because the golf shot!
Yeah, but
Yank!
It yanks.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but you can't use any dead Yankee. It wouldn't be, it's not the same.
You can't use Corey Lytle.
Like, it has to be someone that, like, died in some horrific tragedy.
No.
Yeah,
that's not why I use it. I
no,
just
no,
use
but
it
that's. But I'm just telling you. That's.
Hold on. Now you're going to be on the hill where you say, because you yanked it, that's why you call it Dead Yankee?
Yeah.
Because the way you made it sound was, oh, Dead Yankee, like it was in flight. And
no.
Oh, boy.
Which led us to, it's a little bit dicey for Thurman Munson's tragic death.
Dead left. Yeah, a snap hook.
I understand.
I mean, he was a left-handed hitter.
But, like, you can't just use, like Mickey Mantle. Like, he's dead, but he died of old age.
Understand this.
Lack of a liver.
You two yahoos don't golf, so you don't understand it.
But
a golfer understands what I'm saying.
No. Nay.
Hold on. You could say, if that wasn't your term, if you weren't trying to tie in the tragic death of Thurman Munson,
I wasn't tying in his tragic death.
If you just, then you would just call it a Yankee.
Right. Why would you call it
a dead Yankee?
Yeah, correct.
I regret using the phrase.
No, you regret because you feel bad because you've been laughing about Thurman Munson's death all these years.
No, someone just walked into the box.
I agree. Boxed in.
No, what?
Completely. Yep.
You've been boxed in.
124 on the record.
Yeah, new record. So let me get this straight.
Yep.
You're telling me that there's radio silence on this Canes offensive coordinator
this thing
gig?
Is locked
because
down.
I thought it quite bold that they came out and said we're announcing these signings on Tuesday.
Locked down, bro.
What is that lockdown?
It's locked. Listen.
People get news of everything.
No. Sources dried up. I mean, they may end up like just putting it in Tim Reynolds' lap because of the sucking he does, which is fine. But he, like, it's not, nothing's out there. Like,
so let me get this straight. If they find that you're the rat, you're out? Is that what they're worried?
No,
is that what people
I mean,
are worried
like,
about?
I mean,
a mob family?
I mean, listen, like,
what are we doing?
I'm tracking planes tonight.
What happened to Coat Boy? Is Coat Boy out?
I'm tracking planes tonight.
Is Coat Boy out? Who's is Major Applewhite out?
I don't know who's out. I don't know who's in. I don't know who's out.
Because all these people were tweeting out Apple emojis, and then no news.
Well, I what I did here,
yeah,
is that the Board of Trustees has an athletic oversight committee.
All right.
Okay.
They have to approve all hires?
They basically oversee the athletic department as a part of the Board of Trustees, because the average Board of Trustees member has no idea, like, whatever. So they have subcommittees in charge of different parts of the university. So the athletic oversight committee, those members were involved in maybe interviewing or, you know, getting resumes, all that stuff. They may have wanted one person, and Coach Diaz may have wanted another person. And there may have been some back and forth about.
So we got a rift.
Not a rift.
Already?
Not a rift. Not a bad way. Just like a back and forth as to who was going to win out in that argument. But I don't know what ended up happening from that. And I also don't know. A lot of people don't understand. Like, I tweeted out it could be a money issue. Not from the Miami standpoint. Miami's willing to pony up the money for an offensive coordinator as much as they need to pony up.
Right.
But you may have a guy that's trying to go, hey, I'm up for the Miami OC job, so I'm going to try to get more money for my school.
So again, they're being caught used leverage.
Correct.
But I would think a guy like Major Applewhite, like, he just got fired. I'd imagine he still had time on his contract left.
But who's to say that Major Applewhite's not looking for a head coaching job, a la Larry Fedora, and he's balancing out, do I go take a lower head coaching job or do I take an OC job at Miami? Like, what's going on?
Coat Boy's up for a head coaching job.
I'm just saying.
Hey, Lane Kiffin got like 3 jobs.
Lane Kiffin was head coach of the Raiders.
But Lane Kiffin didn't hire Mark D'Onofrio.
Yeah, it's a fair point.
That is a fair point.
It's a doomsday. It really should. And it should be like that Vic Fangio. Like, as soon as you give up that touchdown, your supposed vaunted defense, you're out. If I was Steve Ross, like, dude's out. I'm sorry. You give up that, I'm not interviewing you anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I can tell you this. I know that James, just from literally like a weird, like odd sighting.
Yeah.
By a social media situation, like, hey, I saw this person around town. James Coley was in town over the weekend.
And do you think that's who Manny wants?
I don't know. I mean, he has a lot of family here. It wouldn't be surprising that he would be in town over like the break. Georgia was done, blah, blah, blah. It's a recruiting dead period.
Right.
Like, so I was like, okay, someone spotted the Coley family at some Latin restaurant. Like, that's not really that surprising or says to me, hey, that's the guy. But he was in town, so maybe he interviewed. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of James, there's a lot of Coley, Jed Fish is coming back.
But what happened to cocky Manny Diaz, where he's like, I got 3 guys on the list, and number 4 is excellent.
But with all of those guys, right, like Fedora, like he wants to be, you know, he wants to be a head coach again. So now he's out there shopping himself for other jobs that are open. Like, there's all other situations. There's dominoes that play into this whole thing. That's the thing. It's like guys are interested in the job,
mm-hmm.
big name guys, but that doesn't mean they're not interested in other jobs.
Yeah, but I feel like this is going into the thing with the Canes rumors, and this is what drives me nuts about it.
It's Plus, there's the Dillingham following everyone on the Canes beat.
I don't know who that is. That Auburn guy you're obsessed with?
Yeah, I'm not obsessed with him.
You're obsessed with
him. He slid into my Twitter.
Leroy, how much does he mention this Auburn guy? Like nonstop. With the Auburn guy.
If Mark Richt kept the job,
mm-hmm.
that was going to be your offensive coordinator.
You know that?
Yes.
Really? But he had to fire his son.
Correct.
He had to pray over that.
Lots of prayers.
Lots of prayers.
Lots Peace. Of prayers.
Got to be honest with you.
I don't see you making that moral stand.
What's that?
I think you fire your son.
Oh, no, I wouldn't fire
I don't think son. I could fire my son over Dillingham.
Could no, you? No, no, no. Would you, let's be clear. Over let's Dillingham. Get the situation right.
Yeah.
Would you leave all the money not to fire your son?
Yeah, son's gone. Taking the money.
Yeah. All
right. I think I'd fire my son for Ken Dorsey.
Oh,
no,
1,000%.
But that's not what Mark Richt did. Because furthermore, you would say, I'm not firing your son, my son, fire me, and you'll owe me $20 million.
Yeah, Mark Richt, now there's stories that Mark Richt left and didn't take any money.
Not one penny. So how do you feel?
Fishy.
Because he actually did the university a solid.
I feel the same.
Not only that, he didn't take anything.
And he gave a million.
Oh, please. I don't believe that for a second.
He did.
To build
you don't think he gave a million?
No way.
What?
Maybe not instantly, but
he just had one of those big checks and it didn't really mean anything?
That was the indoor facility? How come it's not called the Richt facility?
It's in the works.
No, because the Sofers gave like $9 million or whatever
it was.
Get
out of here.
No. Something will be marked.
No. Yeah, like the coaching offices, it'll be named after Richt.
You know what? What was his bonus for winning the Russell Athletic Bowl? A million?
Somebody said, I'd blame my son and try to get a contract extension. # Stugatz for life.
Oh, that's true.
Is Ken Dorsey in play?
No.
I mean, you had him on the show. He said
he didn't say he wanted the job.
I don't think he'd be the offensive coordinator. I think they'd bring him in as a QB coach.
That's insulting. He coached the MVP.
They want someone who's called plays before.
He's currently an offensive coordinator at Appalachian State. Why would he take a downgraded position?
Can I tell you what the conversation was? I can almost promise you what the conversation was with Ken Dorsey.
Yeah.
His resume doesn't have in it that he called plays. And if they bring an offensive coordinator in, they want a guy who's going to be able to not only run the plays, but call plays too.
Trust me, Ken Dorsey could dazzle you with the plays that he calls.
But saying you can do it and actually having it on your resume are two different things.
There's a couple.
So he's going to Appalachian State. He's going to call plays, and then he'll take that next job.
Right.
That's how it works. Yeah. That's how coaching works.
Yes.
By the way,
everyone on the newnewslaw.com text line thinks you're saying Coke Boy, which is what I thought you were saying.
Oh, no.
And then I was like, huh?
Coke Boy.
Because you have to really emphasize the T.
I'll emphasize the coat. Coat boy. Because Major Applewhite stole his best player's coat.
Correct.
Because he wouldn't play for him.
Someone on the newslaw.com text line says, Beast would fire his son for a foot long from Subway.
No, he doesn't eat like bread.
No, I don't eat the bread.
Please, God, not James Coley. He dialed up a double reverse halfback pass in the bleeping blizzard.
Someone says, minus one. Someone says Dillingham is McVay 2.0. Stay woke.
Is he?
I mean, if Gus Malzahn took him at Auburn, mm-hmm. that guy's got some play calling skills.
Look, I'm really just going off the fact that his name is Dillingham, which is a goofy name.
So are we going to?
And he goes like Willingham Hammer.
Dilly.
And he goes by Kenny.
You know what? I'm sold. If we can just do Dilly on good plays now, I'm in. We're back after this. National championship tonight. Nick Saban looks to rack up another one in his Satan chest.
It would be the most. Can you say what you think about Nick Saban? Are you ready to say?
Nope.
No.
But what? That he's the best coach ever?
Nope.
Yes, maybe no.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Won't even say.
I've seen him fail on the grandest stage.
Well,
it's all fat and sassy when you got the chips in your favor.
Question. I'm going to just throw this out.
Why did I pick Clemson?
When he was in Cleveland, he had the best defense in the league.
What are you talking about?
He was at Michigan State. You talking about as a coordinator? Yeah. He was at Michigan State. He brought them from nowhere.
Yeah, that went over Ohio State.
When he was at LSU, he won a national championship.
Mm-hmm.
And now Alabama.
Yeah.
Yep. Couldn't do as a head coach in the NFL, though.
What I will say is this. Sometimes you have good coaches that are in not so great situations.
Yeah, but
college, you can kind of.
Maybe so, but for me, bum for life. Bum for life. Same thing. You mentioned the thing about Adam Gase. If Adam Gase goes off and he has success somewhere else, that's fine. But he'll never get past this stain on his resume. Bum for life.
That's funny.
Nah, come on.
What?
Come on.
Look,
they were moving.
Right now, if I put a Cleveland Brown shirt on you and took you back a few years, that was a Cleveland Browns fan.
There was no Cleveland me saying this about Belichick.
Worse.
Please.
Are you kidding me?
Goldhammer was like 4 years old.
Goldhammer wasn't alive.
It was that dude, Rizzo.
Rizzo, yeah.
Ian Rappaport says that talks between the Ravens and coach John Harbaugh are progressing towards a long-term extension, which means there will be no Dolphins to Ravens trade for John Harbaugh.
You know why? You better get that extension quick. Because that situation, that quarterback,
yeah, it's bad.
Has a chance to be 4-12.
Well, Flacco's out of there, right?
Yeah, he's gone. I already basically said it.
Nah. Lamar Jackson's going to figure it out.
Before or after?
Dude, he showed huge onions yesterday.
RG3 never figured it out.
First of all, he was NFL Rookie of the Year.
What are you doing there?
He was NFL Rookie of the Year.
What do you mean, what am I doing there?
You know what you're doing.
No, what I'm saying is a guy who is known as a running quarterback eventually catches up to him. You have to be able to play quarterback from the pocket some.
He's way more dynamic than RG3.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And how's that?
Just the style. Go
just take a little gander at what Michael Vick did in the NFL.
I'll tell you what the thing
is. Just go take a look, and you tell me that.
I didn't say Michael Vick. I said RG3.
Go look at what RG3 did his first year.
Man, Michael Vick won in Lambeau. Nobody won at Lambeau.
Yeah.
Big onions on Michael Vick.
Right. Here's what I'm asking. Based on what you saw yesterday, are you a little nervous turning over the keys just as...
Nope.
As of right now?
Nope.
No?
If I were on that coaching staff, I would be.
As opposed to who? Flacco?
No, I'm not saying as opposed to anyone. I'm just saying just because your alternatives aren't what you want them to be, it doesn't mean that you go all in on a guy that... You're not sure can throw the
ball. Do you think Stephen Ross said to himself yesterday, well, glad we didn't get that guy?
No. I will say that I think the offense that the Dolphins had was better than what the Ravens had.
Where?
I mean, beginning of the year. I'm not saying that.
Oh, my God. Are we going to hold up that three-game streak by Adam Gase the holy grail of offense forever?
No. But I'm saying when you look at speed, you look at the dynamic of what they were doing with those little guys, it just gives the quarterback more room to operate.
I'm just asking this. Like,
sure.
All right, it was his first playoff game. He was going up against the fakest 5 seed I've ever seen in my life. That team has the same record as the Chiefs. The same record. Like, come on, man. They won an incredible run. Nobody's dogging on Deshaun Watson like this. And he had a poop fest of a showing.
Yeah, but that was right after he threw for 400 yards.
Hey, listen.
No, that wasn't. That was from the Cowboys. He didn't throw 400. But no, he's proven he can throw the ball.
Still got embarrassed.
Are you here? He did. He had a terrible game.
Yes.
Are you telling me he can't throw the ball? Deshaun Watson.
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay. Now, can you tell me Lamar Jackson can throw the ball?
I'm not.
Without?
I can't tell you that he can't not learn to throw the ball.
No. Okay. Let's back this up a little bit. When have you been, how long have you been watching National Football League?
Okay.
And have heard the phrase, this guy will learn how to throw as he advances through his career.
Cam Newton.
And he's, are you sure? You sure, Cam Newton?
Good enough.
You're getting real high-pitched.
Good enough.
I know, because.
Yeah, but he's also one of the most dynamic athletes in the league.
Can throw the football, though.
Kind of.
He can throw the football.
Kind of.
Kind of.
I'm not saying he throws it.
Here's the
like
problem.
Aaron Rodgers.
Can I just say this?
But if you go look at, he's had a 4,000-yard season.
Can I? Here's.
Right? You're telling me Lamar Jackson can throw for 4,000 yards.
His rookie year, Cam Newton had 4,000 yards.
If he can throw for 4,000, if Lamar Jackson can throw for 4,000, he would be one of the most dynamic quarterbacks in the league.
Here's your issue with arguing with him. He compares every quarterback to Blake Bortles.
That's not true.
No, it is true.
It's not. Did I want the Jaguars to draft Lamar Jackson instead of another defensive lineman this year? Yes. Yes, I did.
He's better than Blake Bortles.
Pull up Cam Newton.
I am.
I have it up.
That's this year.
That's what she said.
I know. I'm getting up his career.
Get all the other years.
It's loading.
Yeah, 4,000 his first year, Cam Newton.
Go ahead, Robbie. This thing's taking forever. You rattle it off.
Yeah, what do you want to know? You want to know his rookie year? You want to know his totals?
Just go through total yards for the first, was it his fifth year, sixth year?
Keep going.
Well, he's like 7 years. But
okay. Just read. How
actually, he threw for over 4,000 his rookie year, but he hasn't hit 4,000 since. But he's been pretty close. 38, 33, 31, 38, 35, 33, and 33.
Now, you telling me Lamar Jackson could be that? You got to keep it. Because he also, he runs for 500-600 yards, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You tell it. Now, keep in mind, let's be honest, Cam Newton and Gronk are the same size. So.
Oh, he's a freak.
He ain't built like Lamar Jackson.
I understand
Lamar
that.
Jackson is.
Texter points out. If I can see this, let me pull it up. All those running quarterbacks look dynamic until Captain Caveman hits them.
Yeah, at some point, Lamar Jackson is going to get his knees taken out. I mean,
what about RG3?
He looks
so dynamic his rookie year.
I know we always say that, guys, but like the rules against hitting quarterbacks are getting more
doesn't
and more.
Matter. It doesn't matter. When they're out running, it doesn't matter.
They do.
Hey.
Really? Once they become a running
Kiko
back,
Alonso's
doesn't...
out there like Shamu every week.
He doesn't care about the rules.
So he doesn't hit anybody.
That will go down as the softest 15-yard penalty I've ever seen.
Garcon.
It's his thing. It's like, it might as well be Kiko Alonso's logo at this point.
You know, they said Tebow was going to learn how to throw. How'd that work out?
Oh, come on, man. That's not the same.
Yeah, it is.
Whoa. Tebow pulled off that play late that Lamar Jackson had on that drive. No way.
I texted that to you.
No.
I texted you immediately. I said, there's no way Tebow
makes
that.
I mean, Tebow's left-handed.
No, he's not. But Tebow also was learning how to throw 4 years into the league.
Tebow was a bruiser, though. Like, Tebow was a guy who was going to just run you over. This dude is dynamic.
If Tebow had just switched positions, he'd still be playing.
No, he wouldn't. No.
Yes, he would.
Let me explain.
Too stubborn.
Let me explain something to you. Everybody makes a terrible assumption about quarterbacks that switch positions. You know, you got to be able to hit.
There's a bunch of guys that have done it, Trey
Burton.
Yeah,
but they were also allowing the contact. They were ready for it. If Tebow didn't want to get hit, it's okay to be an aggressive player when you don't play an aggressive position.
Would you guys welcome Ryan Tannehill back if he turned into a wide receiver?
Sure.
No.
Yeah, why not?
Who wants a wide receiver with a knee brace?
Wide receivers have come back from knee injuries before.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm good.
Yeah, they played wide receiver. They didn't switch positions with a knee brace.
He was a wide receiver. He can be back.
He was a wide
again.
Receiver. They mentioned it every game.
I'll take it. I mean, follow.
You guys see those hands that last game?
Listen. You might as well follow the Patriots' diagram of doing things. They already have Danny Amendola, so bring in another white wide receiver.
Nick Foles knows how to catch.
Philly special.
How about Nick Foles? You want Nick Foles? No.
Well, for the Jaguars?
No, we're here.
Oh.
Well, would you be
not the situation I would go to.
Carson Wentz?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we might cost like two number ones. I don't know if I'd do that.
You're not down with Carson Wentz?
Injury prone.
All of a sudden the MVP candidate, no mas.
Back problems.
It's not that. There's certain quarterbacks that they just look like great quarterbacks. They look like good quarterbacks. There's other quarterbacks that you wonder if it's the ingenuity of the offense that allows them to be great quarterbacks. If I have any questions, I would rather not have to work that out.
I mean, the Dolphins quarterback is going to be somebody who's a buster this year, right? Like they're all, it seems like everybody is in agreement that they want the team to tank to get to the 2020 draft.
I'd rather give Tobin and his Jaguars a good deal on Tannehill.
I mean, I can see the situation play. I'm telling you, like, if you guys want to tank for Tua, you bring in Blake Bortles. This is a done deal. Done deal.
You think Blake Bortles comes here?
Would you buy the Bortles?
I'm telling you, if you want to tank
for Tua,
you bring in Blake Bortles.
Would you buy a Bortles Dolphins jersey?
Hell no. I wouldn't buy a Tannehill Jaguars jersey.
at all.
I'm not into that.
What if Tannehill is a receiver on the Jaguars?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I'm sold.
Who said who signed that quarterback from Arkansas? Was that
Jones? It was the Jaguars, yeah.
Yeah, Matt Jones.
He had some problems.
He got caught cutting up coke in his car. The Jaguars had a run of receivers with drug problems since Jimmy Smith.
And they also it's had a run. Didn't they have a run of receivers, too, that are also big? They had Matt Jones, and then they had, who was the other guy that ended up coming down here for a cup of coffee?
Oh, you're thinking of David Ernest Wilford.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
He also had Justin Blackman.
They brought him here, and he was a tight end. Oh, Justin Blackman, I think, is the greatest receiver I've ever seen. That guy was incredible. He made Chad Henne look good.
For like a season.
Oh, he was amazing.
He got in all kinds of trouble.
Couldn't stop doing drugs. Reggie Williams couldn't stop doing drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because there's nothing else to do in Jacksonville.
I guess. I mean, they just didn't do background checks.
There's only so many times you can go to the landing.
Sad.
Somebody's already freaking. What about the quarterback from Duke at the 13th pick? Really?
It's a reach.
I don't know. We'll find out in Robbie's
draft
room.
You want to make that announcement?
Oh, I can't wait to open that up. Right after the combine.
How many guards are on there?
Oh, I got pages and pages of draft stuff ready to go.
Let me ask you something. Like, when you see what, I mean, granted, they have Andrew Luck, but like, when you see what these guards are doing for
Indianapolis.
No. Let me explain something. Pretty good. But keep in mind, they already have a quarterback and they already have decent defense.
Yeah.
So, but allegedly, when you're picking up a guard, right, he's going to make a difference because you have a lot of pieces on other positions. Like, that linebacker, they got good linebacker. Like, look, pretty good defense. Andrew Luck, okay, let's get him some more protection. That's the final little, you know, the little piece. You don't say, oh, we need a quarterback, some DBs, some defensive linemen, a big linebacker. We're going to take a guard. That's not how the order works. So, no, if they pick a guard, I'm like, is he going to throw the ball too?
They really do need a guard, though. Like,
they just need a.
I don't know about Sid.
They just need to sign healthy players. They have
signed
in the last 4 years so many kind of like stopgap guys from other teams that didn't pan out. That's why you got wasted money.
Well, they're going to go young this year. We're back after this.